Hi, I'm Chaim Goldman, executive producer of Biblical Health Television. And you must know that in any way, shape, or form, I am not a doctor. And if you didn't yet listen to my week one and week two commentaries, titled respectively, Biblical Health, Obedience or Miracle, and Join the Revolution, please do so before listening to this one. We have designed Biblical Health TV to build line upon line and precept upon precept, and so even my ramblings are best received in the order in which they are delivered. As I've stated before, my job each week, along with making sure that BHTV provides you and your family with fearlessly presented, biblically founded health information that you can use to benefit your life today, is to make comment on a variety of topics that interest me, and I feel will also be of interest to you, since you are a Biblical Health TV member. And since I'm not a doctor, but a sovereign citizen beholden to no man, you can count on me to say just about anything I feel like, which may frighten you a little, but that's okay. It frightens me a whole bunch. So, once again, we thank you as a member of Biblical Health TV for joining this revolution. We're so happy to have you on our side of this battle for our health and our very lives. Week 3's video teaching is by Paul Nisan, and it's called Misconceptions and Misunderstandings. What can we say? Paul's a trip. He's a New York Jew who knows Yeshua, Jesus, as his Messiah, and he travels the world teaching vegan living and a Torah lifestyle to believers and non-believers alike. Paul's the real deal, and he tells it like it is. He's written many books, including Health According to the Scriptures. And in his first teaching on Biblical Health TV, he sets straight ways the Bible is being twisted to the destruction of many in regard to their health. Please hear what Paul has to say. He's not a legalist. He's just bringing the Almighty's loving instructions to you in a way that you may not have heard before. And as for his bold delivery, well, he's from New York City, so he doesn't really have a choice. In this week's text article, Police Sergeant Eric Lawrence challenges us to be community watchmen. As believers, we don't just have the right to defend ourselves against the bad guys, we have an obligation to protect our own bodies, those of whom we love, as well as the citizens in our area. Eric is a personal friend, a solid believer and family man, a pillar in his community, and actually quite a slick dancer. So you can certainly trust what he has to say. Consider how you can serve your neighborhood for the glory of the kingdom. Cha-cha-cha. Okay, now it's my turn. And remember, say it after me, I am not a doctor. In the spirit of both Paul and Eric's teachings, I'm going to address some misconceptions and misunderstandings about Biblical Health TV, as well as make more than clear who we are serving here at the network. I've titled this editorial, Who Do We Serve? For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Mark 10:45. If Dr. Jeff and I had to sum up what's the purpose of BHTV, we'd simply say, to serve the worldwide believer community so that they will realize genuine biblical health. Need I say more? Okay then. Our heart is to serve. Always has been, always will be. Some seem to think that we're in it for the money. Yes, we get such emails. But while we do both have families to take care of, if our prime motivation was money, trying to bring a biblical health message to the church would be a very bad choice for a chiropractic physician and a TV producer, each with 20-plus years professional experience to engage in. Believe us. Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. We love what we do. And yes, we are doing this as a business. We're not hiding anything there. But rather than spending our professional time working focused on making money to provide for our families and then having ministry be something that we do after hours, We've decided to create something new that lets us do both at the same time. We think that is pretty cool. John 12:26. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Dr. Jeff and I both came to know Jesus. We now both call him by his Hebrew name, Yeshua, by the way, as our Messiah more than 15 years ago. And as we are both passionate people, pretty much from the beginning, we have engaged in some type of ministry work. Jeff's heritage is Syrian Arab and Italian Catholic, and mine is Jewish. And yet the Almighty has brought an Arab and a Jew together with the same Messiah. How awesome is that? Although we have our differences, we both are continually amazed how similar our minds and hearts are. Biblical Health TV is a work birthed in the Spirit and given as a calling to both of us, and we take that calling very seriously. We play different roles, but we are in complete agreement on all major and pretty much all minor issues around here. It's a beautiful thing. Galatians 5:14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. As we serve the Almighty, he has us here to serve you, our neighbor. Our message is a consistent one, just as it says in Revelation 18, come out of her, my people. Every teaching you hear on Biblical Health TV is just another aspect of this clarion call. The Babylonian system, the one that will be utterly destroyed, his name be praised, is not just world governments, but systems of commerce, and very specifically, those great men of the earth who deceive the nations through, in the Greek, pharmakia, which is drug sorcery. So as our focus is biblical health, our battle is both against principalities and powers, and in the physical realm, the medical and pharmaceutical industries, as well as the mega food industry that works with them to make us sick in the first place, and the mainstream media who serves as their well-paid mouthpiece. It's a tough message, and we know sometimes it's hard to receive. But we do bring it to you with love and, well, okay, sometimes a little sarcastic humor. But what can we say? We haven't been completely perfected yet. There I go again. Anyway, please try to hear what's being said by all of our experts, even if some of them don't have your favorite teaching style, as it will only be to your benefit to hear what they have to say. 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. What can we say about our experts? Really, not enough. Everyone on BHTV is more than qualified to teach on his or her subject and has a heart for ministry. They are passionate about God and their profession, and it shows. By having a diverse band of instructors, we can cover every conceivable aspect that you might consider health, and it will always be done from a fresh perspective. We're just in week 3, and you've already experienced some amazing lessons, correct? Well, make sure your safety belts are securely fastened, because we're just warming up. Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. There's so much more to say, but I'm trying to keep these editorials relatively short. We have a small organization going into battle with the great men of the earth, and we have a slingshot and a handful of stones. But we also have the captain of the army of the Lord going before us. And we read the book, so we know, in the end at least, we win. So, no worries. But we do need you to stand with us in this fight. You've become a member of Biblical Health Television, at least as a trial. And so you have joined the revolution, this revolution, as it were. We're serving you and your family out on the front lines. And so, as our brothers and sisters, we ask for you to consider supporting our efforts in the following ways. Number one, pray for us as you are led. We are under all kinds of attack from the enemy all the time and need to be covered in your prayers to even get through our day, as we are continually in production of more powerful messages to deliver the body of Messiah from those who seek our destruction. Number two, that you tell others about us, high and low. Email them the link to www.biblicalhealth.tv or Facebook it or tweet it or hand out flyers. Talk to people wherever you go. Send carrier pigeons, as I've said before. Whatever it takes, you believe in us. Spread the word so that those who have an ear to hear can hear. And even if you're skeptical about us, let others know and let them come in, partake and see that it is good, and decide for themselves. Number three, would you like to volunteer in some capacity with Biblical Health Television? If you share a heart for what we are doing and can spare some time each month, we sure could use the help. So if so, please write us a message on our help desk, which you get to, you should know by now, www.biblicalhealthtv/help, H-E-L-P, or since you're here listening to this on the member site, you can just go to the support link and then set up a ticket and choose volunteer as the category. Describe what your skills are and how you'd like to get involved. Again, write us a message to the volunteers category on the help desk. That would be awesome. Number four, last one on the list for today. Don't ever leave us. We mean that. You are a crucial part of our network in so many ways. And if you don't know why, please watch the whole video we did about being a TV network. It's here on the member site, so that you understand the whole picture. We know that $20 a month is a financial commitment that may be stretching you some. But for less than $5 a week, you are not only getting amazing teachings found nowhere else, but you are supporting all of the work of Biblical Health Television as part of our collective network. We provide and will continue to provide lots of free material, including our weekly radio program and our Nourish the Nations charity that receives a full 10% of all the subscriptions fees as a tithe. We need finances to run BHTV, just like any other organization does. But we are not going to make charity appeals. It's not our style. We figure that those who genuinely value what we do and can afford it will come alongside us for $20 a month. If that's you, thank you for supporting our work. We are laboring very hard to serve you and God by honoring your investment. And by blessing you and your family back at least 100-fold. That's our goal. Thanks for listening. I'm Chaim Goldman, and I'm not a doctor, although I play one on Biblical Health TV. If you have a question, need any assistance, wish to give feedback, or are inquiring about being a volunteer, please do so through our help desk at www.biblicalhealth.tv/help or click on the member help support link here on the website, and just make sure to choose the right category that best fits your inquiry.